This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And I'm joined this time by Alice Findlay, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator. Hello, Alice. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thanks so much. This week we have opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to share their experiences of travel and technology, a request to help and support the RNIB services that your child receives, and a chance to participate in an online focus group around independence and essential life skills. Alice, we're going to start with that chance for people to share their experiences around travel and technology.
Great, thanks Toby. So the RNIB is working on a large-scale project called Travel Well with Tech, which covers many different areas of work. The ambition of this project is to enable more blind and partially sighted people to make the journeys they want, when they want, where they want, and how they want. We know that for any solutions to work, we need to understand the challenges that face different groups of blind and partially sighted people. For this particular piece of work, we're looking for volunteers who at age 21 to 64 years old and have gone from being fully sighted to sight impaired or severely sight impaired in the last 4 years. So, what would you be doing? Getting involved means you would be taking part in 3 or 4 meetings from August to December, dates to be arranged, with RNIB staff as well as other blind and partially sighted people, helping us understand how you are adapting to your sight loss in terms of how you use technology to travel on public transport or on foot. You can join meetings by computer, laptop, mobile phone, or landline, and we would support you to do this. To find out more, please email dawn.slater@rnib.org.uk, quoting customer group, and adding your name and email. Please also include your sight condition, when you were diagnosed, and your age. So once again, that email address for those who'd like to get involved is dawn.slater, and that's spelled dawn.slater@rnib.org.uk.
A great sounding opportunity there, and now how people can help to improve the support that their children receive around their vision.
Great, thanks Toby. So do you have a child with visual impairment? Have you accessed services to support them? Have they ever had a low vision assessment? If so, this survey is for you. We know that services to support children with their sight loss are patchy depending on where you live. We want to improve and standardise them so that children can access the support that they need at the time they need it. To do that, we need evidence, and this is where you can help us. We'd really appreciate you taking the time to complete our survey so that we can understand your experiences, good and bad. The survey could take up to 4 to 5 minutes to complete, as we want you to give us as much information as possible. If you'd like to complete the survey, please send us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk and we'll send you the link to the survey. There is also an opportunity for you to be involved further in this project, so please do leave your contact details at the end of the survey if you're happy to be contacted. If you have any questions about this or the work in general, please send an email to icare.professionals@rnib.org.uk with the subject heading Improving Children's Low Vision Services. So that email address once again for those who'd like to get involved further with the project is icare.professionals@rnib.org.uk.
Finally, Alice, news about a great sounding new online focus group.
Yes, thanks Toby. So we're inviting blind and partially sighted individuals to participate in an online focus group discussing independence and essential life skills. The focus group will explore some concepts of an independent life and what skills and capabilities are important in achieving independence as a blind or partially sighted person. Your insights will help develop a capabilities framework, which can be used both by organisations and individuals to boost personal development and independence. The focus group will be taking place on Tuesday, the 30th of July from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Thursday, the 8th of August from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And you only need to take part in one session. Share your experiences and perspectives in a supportive setting via Microsoft Teams. To join or for more information, contact Hannah at hannah.donnelly@rnib.org.uk. So that email address once again for those who like to take part is hannah.donnelly, and that's spelled hannah.donnelly@rnib.org.uk. Alternatively, you can give Hannah a call at 07 917 581498.
Alice, where can listeners go to find out more about the items we've just chatted about and get involved in other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities?
You can join our online Connect Voices Facebook group. This is where we post about all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. We also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can simply search for RNIB Connect Voices. And if you have any questions, then please feel free to drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, which happens on the first and third Wednesday of the month. And if you'd like to listen again, you can find this clip on Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching Connect Voices.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Alice Finley, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Toby.